You're listening to Trip 360 on Mousecapades Radio, sharing your magical moments and spreading pixie dust around the world. The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Samantha, and we hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 913, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Just a reminder that we are both travel agents. If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text Vicki or me, Samantha, at 636-373-4497, and we'll be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. Small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your resort and ticket package. So contact us today.
So we want to welcome Michelle to the show, and I'll let you talk. Sorry.
I'm really happy to be here and get a chance to talk about Disney with people who won't ask me to stop.
No, we won't. Recently, we had Caitlin on, and she did her trip report. And Michelle is Caitlin's boss, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's like, I think she would talk to you guys. And we were like, okay. So then Samantha set it all up. So I appreciate that, Samantha. So we know you were originally in Orlando, and I don't know all the logistics with that. So if you want to talk and then we'll ask questions along the way, that's great.
Sure. This is our 16th trip to Disney World, so we are not novices at this. And yet every single trip is different. And I will tell you that we just booked another one yesterday. So.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we went January 29th through February 5th.
Oh, we were there at the same time.
Historically, that has been low. And then everybody realized that. And then we all got to share that fun together. But having been there a lot takes pressure off. So we don't panic if we don't get on something. We don't, you know, we kind of roll with it. That said, I have spreadsheets on spreadsheets and I'm a planner. So
Samantha can relate. You have spreadsheets too, correct?
I do. Especially now having kids. You know, I was a planner before that, but now with kids, it's very logistical. Like I have a bin of stuff for our trip in October of things I'm already buying the kit. Everything just goes in there. And I've been looking up different restaurants, you know, because we went last time, you know, we just had Chase. Now we're adding Natalia's and their different interests. And yeah, trying to keep it all as organized, especially there's 10 of us on this trip.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So it's trying to keep everyone on the same page, making sure everyone's voices are heard. So yeah, I try to be as organized as possible.
There were four of us. It was myself, my husband, and my two children, who I'm going to mention are 27 and 30. So
thank you. I love that.
And I will say that we have as much fun or more fun now. It's just different fun, I think. We can adjust a little better. We don't have to worry about nap times. And
right.
Epcot is more entertaining. But like I said, since this is, you know, one of many trips, they've been going since they were 6 months old and a little over three. So this is home to them. And we almost always stay in the same resort. We almost always stay at French Quarter, but we have branched out. We stayed at Contemporary. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. We stayed at, trying to think of whichever ones. We're staying at Wilderness Lodge in next year. Yeah, we're doing the whole suite club level.
And you will not be sorry.
That is a beautiful resort, especially at Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I love that resort.
That is my bucket list resort. So that's where I want to go. The kids would argue that theirs is Polynesian, so we will have that discussion at a later date.
So that was mine and my son's dream, or, you know, like bucket list resort. And we stayed there last year. But then my husband and I went on a no parks trip in the summertime and we just fell in love with Wilderness.
It's so beautiful and it's so relaxing. And I will say my only concern before I booked it was that the boat was scooter accessible, and it turns out that about half of them are. So we may or may not have someone in a scooter, but the ECVs, just knowing that some of the boats were accessible, because I don't want to stay there and then one of the, you know, features is being able to take the boat over to Magic Kingdom, right, and then not be able to do that. But looks like we're about halfway, so that'll be good.
That is good. Why French Quarter? I'm just asking.
So French Quarter was the first hotel that we stayed at, and we just picked it because they were tiny and they would like the dragon pool. I mean, that was really the only logic behind that. And I think no matter what we try after that, we come back because it's cozy and it's small.
It's home.
Yeah.
And like, we stayed at Caribbean Beach once and I was like, there's 7 bus stops here.
Yes.
We almost stayed there when Chase, or his first trip. And then once we saw how big it was, we were going to have scooters, my mom and father-in-law. It's just, our home is Pop Century. That's where, but I think, did you influence Caitlin for French Quarter?
Well, I might have helped. So we almost always stay there. My sister almost always stays at Caribbean Beach. And back in November, because we managed to go twice last year, back in November, we were supposed to take my mom, just the three, my sister, my mom, and I. And my mom got COVID the day before we were supposed to leave. And so my sister and I made the very difficult sacrifice of going anyway. She had never stayed there before. And then when she left, she's like, we're staying here. Caribbean Beach is way too big. And, you know, not that she doesn't like it, but to get to stay there and you know, see what it was like, she's not changing her mind now.
That's funny. Yeah, we stayed at Caribbean Beach. I feel like it feels bigger now than it did. My kids were smaller then. And it's a big one.
I think you have to know going into it. A lot of people don't realize how big that resort is. I didn't. And when we went, because it's on the Skyliner route, the one trip I was pregnant and was craving soft serve, and I could only, the closest at that point was Caribbean. And I completely forgot about the boardwalk to walk over to. But Mike and I went over to the Caribbean, and it was the longest walk, it felt like, from the Skyliner to get into the main cafeteria area.
Yeah.
Just that alone. And we were kind of like, oh, we're glad we are at a smaller resort, at least with the little ones.
Sure.
At the end of the day, that walk gets twice as long, especially if you're like, you know what, I'd really like to run down and get a soda. Or
no,
grab it all now before you go back.
Right. We've changed a lot of things in like the last few years. Like, we always order groceries now so that we have water in the room. We do all, we make sure we book everything, but we don't overbook because we used to be so afraid we'd miss something that we would just like set up reservations back to back. We would just be stressed the whole time. So while I do plan like a maniac, once we're there, we're pretty relaxed. And since nobody else will work Genie Plus, I'm in complete control.
That was me. I was the one. I have everyone on the My Disney Experience app. So I have everyone linked because I'm just afraid someone's going to just touch something they shouldn't.
Don't mess it up.
And I'm a control freak. I am very type A. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I'll ask, what do you guys want to do? I'll do it.
Yeah. And I will say that if you put in the time and learn how to use it, it works fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't really want to choose my rides 6 months out. I like that I can kind of plan my day based on who's grumpy in the morning, you know, and then so as long as you take the time to learn it, we found it really, really useful.
Yeah, I think that's something definitely, that's how I learn. I need to physically be doing it. And I had read up all on it and it just seemed so confusing. But once I started doing it, then you learn the tricks and the timing of, okay, so maybe if you're in Magic Kingdom, you don't want to be running all over, but, you know, trying to get the rides as close as you can with the times and everything. And it really did become easy, but useful too, especially depending on who's in your party. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so for us, we had a young child. He's not going to wait. So
no,
it helped.
So did you guys do the dual park Genie Plus this time?
Did we do the multiple parks for Genie Plus?
Yeah. So like when you park hop?
Oh, we park hop. Yeah. Constantly.
So did you buy Genie Plus for multiple parks?
Yes. Almost every day. Just because we were likely to be park hopping. Okay. We tend to, because we have people sometimes that don't handle the walking quite as well. And so what we tend to do is get up early, despite the groaning in the hotel room, and go over and then take a break in the afternoon. And that means that we're not necessarily like hopping direct from park to park, but after a break, we may decide we want to see Fantasmic, you know, instead of something else, or, you know, go get dinner at Epcot or whatever it is we're going to do. So we use it constantly. And the prices were a little higher because it was a little busier, but this is our third time using it, and it's worked out pretty well. I will say that the couple trips ago, we took my son's girlfriend and I was busy like on Genie Plus going, okay, well, this has this long a wait and this has this long a wait. We can get a lightning lane for this. And I said, oh, if we get a lightning lane, we could go on Haunted Mansion in like 15 minutes. and her response was, didn't we do that one? And we almost left her there.
We're like, is there a limit?
I don't know. We're here. It's right there. There's no wait. Yeah. So she's coming next trip. We'll see if she learned.
Just go with the family. We know what's going on.
You can do
it. Don't ask questions.
So did you guys go to all four parks then?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did. Every trip is a different park that becomes the main park for that trip. Whatever mood everyone's in that year, we wind up being at that park. So it often is Hollywood Studios, which I know isn't the case for a lot of people, but even pre-Star Wars and Toy Story Land, that was one of our favorites. So I miss the street performers.
Yeah.
For the atmosphere, but we still love it there.
We love Hollywood Studios, but we just said it's so crowded now. I don't know. It lost something after the pandemic.
We made reservations at Oga each night. We were there for like 9:15, which meant, you know, we went in, we sat down, we had a drink. And when we left, the park was completely empty. So we have these amazing pictures of us just like wandering through an empty Hollywood Studios. And for my daughter, who's a huge Star Wars fan, to get to like be there without crowds, there weren't any people in the pictures. So that was really fun.
So it was kind of like she had to capture the moment, but she didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, it was a free one. Well, free.
I know what you're saying. But yeah, my daughter's going next week and that's her reservation. So she'll be happy to know that worked out well, because that's what her hope was.
Yeah.
One person's been when they were a child and the other two have never been.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, she's going to have a nervous breakdown before she goes. Oh my gosh, she's got this spreadsheet and how much they owe. She put them on a payment plan and they would pay me every month. And it's crazy. They've been working on this for a little over a year. So
I feel like there's always a trip with like at least a year. We start getting twitchy if there's not one. So it's nice that French Quarter is a moderate resort. So when we're not doing crazy things like going to Wilderness Lodge, we can still do that one. Over the years, also learned like we don't need a park pass for every single day, because maybe we're going to get the nighttime hours one day and we can just relax at the hotel. Where I think when we were younger, we were so afraid that we would miss a day that we just never stopped. So
that is, I don't know if you follow vloggers, but there's one that I watch pretty religiously. He's proved the three parks so far he's done that it's better to buy that nighttime pass. He's like, enjoy the amenities at your resort. Come here at night. He's like, I rode pretty much everything in 2.5 hours. And so my husband was like, maybe that's what we need to do when we go in December. So we'll have to see.
I think that we didn't do it once. We had done the Halloween party a couple of years ago, which, you know, it rained, poured the entire night. And I think that, and it was like on my birthday.
Sorry.
But it was, I had a great time. I don't care. Once I'm like soaked in the rain, it's not going to matter very much. Right. You know, Oogie Boogie was in a parade and I was like, hey, waving like he knew me. But I think that made people think that that's what all the after hours nights were like, as opposed to like the regular non-holiday version.
Right.
And so I think people were a little like, it was still crowded. We don't want to do it. And now that I've showed them videos here, it's fine. Then we're going to go for it.
Nice. I went on my birthday this year to the Halloween party.
It's nice of them to do all that for your birthday.
So do you guys have highlights? Like, what are the highlights? You said your daughter likes Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Does everybody have their own favorite section? Or
I mean, so I always joke when people say pick your favorite park that we have to exclude Magic Kingdom, because it feels like, okay, so we all love that one. Which other one do you love? But doing it when my kids are old enough to not be, they're past the awkward, embarrassed stage. If I'm going to sing Small World all the way through the ride and they just like join in, they're not really embarrassed of me. They're used to me at this point. So those kinds of things are funny. They know they have to go on that ride, because if I walk by, I'm like,
yeah.
But they will. But I think a couple things. One, I had my son and my daughter, and Hollywood Studios was almost empty. It was late, like right before Fantasmic.
Uh-huh.
And we went on Star Tours like round and round and round like six times. And that's
my favorite
thing to do. So, and finally, the cast members were like, just stay.
Just nice.
Down. So that was really fun. And we got to do that and see all the combinations and new ones. And the other thing was I got to go to Fantasmic with just my son, who doesn't live here anymore. So, it was kind of nice. My husband and my daughter were done for the day. We had walked them too much. And my son knew how much I wanted to go. So, we went on a little mom and son date to Fantasmic and it was fantastic.
Yes, that show I've never had a bad show. I've had a cold show with a little bit of splash of water.
That's the dangers of always going that time of year, is that sometimes it's chilly.
Well, you just never know. I mean, the weather was beautiful when we were there this time, the same time you were there. Mm-hmm. We were there the 29th through the 4th. We just couldn't have asked for better weather. It rained the day we left.
Yeah.
We felt bad for the people that were staying because we were like, we're sorry.
No, it was beautiful. I told my sister when we were there, and again, that was probably the most fun I ever had because we don't ever get to do that. We both have families and husbands and kids. And the idea of us saying like, bye, we're going to Disney by ourselves is not really going to work out. But it just happened to. And I said, there's that one moment in every trip that like one thing that sneaks up on you and is a Disney moment will like bring tears to my eyes. And I just am always like waiting to see where it's going to happen and something different every time. Right. It could just be I look over and everybody's actually having fun and no one's being grouchy and everybody's enjoying. Or it could be, a little bit of pixie dust. Right. Which they did for us a couple of times this trip. And it was, unexpected and lovely. So
are your kids both married, but then they came with you?
No, they're both single. They both came with me.
Oh, mine are both single too.
They're coming with me next time. My son's girlfriend is coming with us this time again. So it'll be the five of us, which is how I justified the club level. We need the bigger room.
It's so worth it. I promise.
Yeah. We're very excited.
You guys said you're staying at Wilderness, right?
Yeah, next time.
Well, if you ever get the opportunity, I recommend the Destino Tower. Club level was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one place you can get moderate club level. So do you guys have a family favorite ride or can you say that?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's the nostalgia factor for Star Tours because we've been going on it since my oldest, like, had to stand on tiptoes to get in. So there's like, and the cast member was like, I think you're pretty close. So I think that's nostalgic wise, but everybody loves Guardians. So
of course.
And everyone in my family are ride people. So no one gets motion sick or
no one gets left out, basically.
Yeah. But if you ask me, I'm a huge fan of like Haunted Mansion and Tower of Terror. I love the queues. I love everything about that atmosphere, especially Tower of Terror. I think it's the best queue for atmosphere around. And I really want to stay there.
Why wouldn't they do that?
You can get pictures. Like they have like a package you can pick and you can go on the grounds on the front of the Haunted Mansion. Oh, I mentioned Tower of Terror and you can get pictures. And then I saw you can get married there now.
That's interesting.
I'm pretty sure my husband's going to get mad if I do.
That's a lot of money, Samantha.
I can try. I can get the kids in on it, maybe.
that's Disney math, though. We use that Visa credit, the Chase Disney card, all year, and I run around going, this is free.
Yeah.
This is free. It's free. Get what you want. It's free. And this year we had that dining package where you got like so much per day. So we had that on top of the like rewards points.
Oh, okay.
Ran around the park like a crazy person. Like, hey, get what you want.
That's fun.
Did you guys have like a favorite restaurant that you ate at?
They love sci-fi. They love to go to sci-fi. I think just because they like to see all the B movies. So, but my son is an incredibly picky eater. He pretty much only eats beige foods.
beige foods.
And so like, while I love going to like Skipper's Canteen, he hates it. And he also doesn't like to be embarrassed. So I like going to like Primetime, but he does not. So sci-fi is the one where everybody can agree and just kind of relax and sit down.
So he won't eat fried chicken?
Not if it has bones.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
So just chicken tenders.
That is a thing for people.
And no sauce.
Wow.
He's a very good cook of the things that he eats.
Well, and that's good. I mean, it's good to know. Do you have a favorite restaurant? Well, I guess you always eat with your kids then, right?
But I mean, when I went with my sister, we got to eat anywhere we want, and her kids are picky too. So we did go to Skipper's Canteen, which we love eating there.
It's a hidden secret.
It's really good. And we love Jungle Cruise, so it all works out really well. And we got to go to Primetime, which, because she doesn't mind being heckled. So we had a good time there.
That's the fun in it. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell us about your trip? You were telling us so many things, and I don't want to leave anything out. Like,
did you get to go to Disney Springs at all?
We did. So because we stayed at French Quarter, we have that nice boat down, which we do every year. And the years that we don't stay there, we really miss the boat, because it's the side we're used to entering from. So we know where everything is from there. So if they drop us off at the bus, we're kind of like, I'm lost.
Where am I?
So we did go to Disney Springs. We got to see some, you know, whatever concerts were going on at the time, do a little shopping, but we go there all the time. We have very wise choices, like pretzels for dinner. We have eaten over there. We ate at the Edison, and that was great. And Raglan Road, which we love. So those are our go-tos if we're going to have dinner over there.
It's so interesting. There's so many restaurants everybody could talk to 10 people and everybody's would be a different restaurant. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. But there's so many great ones.
I managed to get into Gideon's, so I was very happy.
Did you?
To go get my cookies. And it was the only time so far that I've been able to like get in without waiting so long that my family was going to leave me.
Right.
But we got in and I was like, I will have cookies and some stickers and that sweatshirt over there. And I don't know when I'm coming back. Just give me all the things. So.
Did you get the chocolate covered strawberry cookie?
No. Now I need to go back.
Well, they don't have it this month. I heard this month is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, because my daughter Lowe's, I love those, and she's going next week. And so I was like, she may need to be getting me a Reese's, because it'll be April before we go the next time. And so I'm like, dang. But yeah, it was really good. We were so sad. We weren't sure what it was going to taste like. And we got one and we were like, why do we do that? We know we're going to like it. And so when we got home, we had saved like a third of the cookie. My husband's diabetic, so he couldn't eat it. And she said, did you eat the rest of that cookie? And Joey was like, there was a third of that cookie and you had more than I did. And it was just funny, but it was delicious. It was almost like they compressed strawberry jam in the middle of this chocolate cookie. It was so good.
That sounds so good. My husband doesn't like them.
He doesn't like them?
He doesn't. He said they're too sweet. And I was like, well, fine, I'll take yours. Thank you very much. But no, he didn't like them. And so getting people to wait in line again when like people don't like them is a rough sell.
Yes, for sure.
It's fine.
So we've bought the cakes a couple of times, and my all-time favorite cake from there is key lime.
The key lime is amazing.
It is. Oh my gosh. And I'm a chocolate person, because my mom's like, really? Key lime? I'm like, Mom, you've not had that key lime. You know, Florida. I didn't realize that key lime was primarily Florida's thing, because I get them here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So crazy.
We wound up doing mostly quick service meals this time around. So we had a few reservations here or there, but we wound up, when we were at Hollywood Studios, spending a whole lot of time at the back lot, the little quick service, the back lot one that's by Star Tours and in that general area.
Yes.
And we could find quiet even when it was crowded. So
yeah. Nice.
We stopped there a couple of times just to hide and have some French fries or, you know.
It is definitely a hidden area back there. Mm-hmm. We would take Chase when he was like, you know, very little. We needed him to nap. You know, I was pregnant and hungry. So it was like perfect that we could just, you know, go in there. He could lay down in his stroller and sleep. And Mike and I could just eat and just relax and kind of get our bearings to go back out.
And mobile order makes it like the easiest thing in the world to just find your table and go get it. So good.
So last week we did a show on our favorites of Magic Kingdom. I was just curious what your favorite quick serves.
It's Casey's.
Casey's Corner.
Yep, because I can sit and watch the castle and hear the piano and, you know, and my beige food eating child will eat hot dogs. So, yeah, we hit Casey's at least once every trip.
Do you guys do Sleepy Hollow or no for like the Nutella waffle?
We have done it in the mornings sometimes when I drag people
out of bed. So beige foods, will he eat the Gaston cinnamon roll?
He will. We made the mistake the first time of ordering four of them. So because we weren't really, I mean, they said they were big, but we hadn't seen one. And so we each ordered one and we had to like take two trays to get them over to the table.
Yes.
We learned.
I was going to say, that's why we always tell people pack Ziploc bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In case you don't realize. Well, and it's really good for if your family's popcornaholic like ours, we'll fill up the bucket, pour it in our Ziploc bag, put it in our backpack and go get, because they love that snack. Like at night when we get back in the room, you don't want something heavy, but that's a nice little treat before you go to sleep and you're not hungry.
That's the thing we tried this time that we hadn't tried before was the little like gourmet popcorn.
Did you
first go in? Oh my goodness, that was good.
Did you get the Valentine one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we've got it before, not the Valentine one, but I mean, we had gotten it before. And I don't think that I realized that they layered it like lasagna. My daughter was like, she was just in awe of it. She was so excited.
Yeah, everybody was very fascinated watching them make it. Like, you're doing more? But that was something that we hadn't tried. And everybody loved. So I'm sure that'll be something we return to. And I took them to Tony's for the first time because the menu's been redone.
Oh, good.
And, you know, there's beige food there. So
buttered noodles.
We can do Alfredo. It's good.
Oh, okay.
But since the menu changed, everything's really good.
Good. And then I need to try it again. I just had one bad experience. So there's so many restaurants, especially since we love Ohana and it's so close. Or new family favorite, Steakhouse 71. Have you done that yet?
We loved that. Oh, so good.
We just have a hard time picking which meal because we've had all three and they're so delicious. And we heard the people next to us say, this is our third time here. They were like, we came at breakfast. We loved it. We thought, well, we'll get a lunch this week. And then she said, we noticed there was a dinner on our last night. We thought, well, what the heck?
Go do it again.
Yeah.
You know, we love Steakhouse 71. And then because we were staying at the Contemporary, my husband and I would go down to that kind of swanky bar they had in there.
Yes.
It was like, you know, straight out of the 50s. It was amazing. So we got to enjoy it a couple of times, but just once for dinner. But the bar was nice too.
Did you stay in the main building or in the garden?
We stayed in the garden wing. Yeah.
Well, I think the garden is better than I anticipated because when you come over from Wilderness is when I realized these rooms are pretty cool. They're very close to the water. So they're not this, you know, it looks mm-hmm. cool to have the monorail going through, but mm-hmm. you don't have to have that.
Yeah. And we loved having the monorail. That was amazing. I'm just kind of waving at people as we left. I think my only problem with the Contemporary and why like we chose to go to Wilderness besides Wilderness being amazing was that I felt that like even with the new Incredibles theme, I felt the theme of Contemporary was kind of hotel. And so like it was great and, you know, we loved staying there, but I'm not sure that I would stay there necessarily again unless I needed a 5-person room, which, you know, sometimes we do.
Right. Yeah. That's my husband's bucket list. But every time I get on and tell him the price, then he's like, well, we'll wait and see if there's, I'm like, okay, the prices are going up. It's never going to be cheap enough. So if you want to do it, even if we just go for two nights, us.
Do a split stay.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, we did the split stay where we stayed because we're travel agents, I wanted to be able to talk about Good Neighbors. So we stayed at a Good Neighbor half our trip and then went to Polynesian last year and then told my kids that Polynesian was as much for the three nights that it was for five at the resort.
Oh my gosh.
And that's where I can't justify it sometimes, right? Like I really, Wilderness Lodge I have to do because I need that extra space. But usually I look at it and I think I could do it or I could stay three more nights.
I know. Yeah.
So I just don't know, you know.
So you guys don't have annual passes then, I'm guessing, though.
I will say that I was going to this year, that I looked into it and I thought, like, they're back and I can do it and maybe I can, like, hop a plane and go down. But I'm not a fan of the heat, which meant I wasn't going, like, during the, like, peak heat months. And I'm not going June, July, August. It's not going to happen. Even September when we were there was hot. And then to having to try and get off work, the only cheap flights were midweek. So I would have to like use up all that time. So maybe eventually.
It's very dangerous, I will tell you right now.
Pop down whenever I want to.
I have a coworker, she does it. And we work in Trenton and she flies out of Trenton for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll see her out of office and she'll fly down there and then she'll come right back. And she's, yeah, I went to Epcot today for Animal Kingdom. And I'm just
I do have thoughts of doing the one day trip of like just getting up in the morning and being like, I'm going to go.
Going right on Frontier.
Oh, Frontier. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Frontier is our Trenton hub. That's all they do. But Philly's not that far.
No, we always fly out of Mercer because it's just, you know, it's so easy. And my daughter has like some OCD and anxiety. So being that small of an airport just makes our life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. It's a two. Is it still two gates?
Two planes. And that's only if they're really busy.
So, yeah, I think probably their busiest, honestly, is people going to Disney, like going down to Florida. Because anytime I've been in there, the other gate is Disney people. You could tell because they're all in their gear.
Yep. And the only downside is their flights are like 6 a.m., 9 p.m.
Right.
And I'm like, get up, it's 3, let's go.
I know. That's what one of our other hosts that hosts on here and agents with us, she always flies Frontier, but I do Southwest. I just watch the specials. And now I just finally did the companion pass thing from Southwest since we've done it for so long. We had to spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. And we use our credit card like a debit card anyway. So I just spend things on it and pay it off at the end of the week. So then I don't have to worry about doing what I did when I first got married and accruing a lot of debt. And so, yeah, hopefully that'll be good. Cause my husband's like, well, what is that going to do? I said, it's going to give you a free ticket. And he was like, oh, okay.
Cause the flights are insane. I can say right now, cause we're looking for our October trip and we're flying out of Philadelphia just because Frontier for us with the kids' ages, it adds up.
Yeah, it does.
You know, with a three and like, so Chase will have his own seat and it's two and under flies free if they're on, you know, on your lap. Not ideal with it, but Natalia will be literally 2 weeks shy of her second birthday. So, and she's so tiny that I'm like, you know what? I will put a, you know, we have like a soft baby carrier. I will put that on. Hopefully she'll fall asleep. But tickets are so much right now. Round trip from Philadelphia to MCO is $485 a person.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, and it was $365 like a month or so ago. So we're kind of kicking ourselves, but I'm like checking every day.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm like, because we're, you know, it is getting closer to our trip. My in-laws and Mike's niece will be flying out of Boston. They could do JetBlue. We don't have that. And JetBlue is a lot cheaper. Or even their, I think their Delta flights could be cheaper than ours. Unfortunately, with Philly, the only direct flight is like American or maybe Frontier. That's it. That's all we have to pick from.
We don't do stopovers. It's 2 hours. We don't need to stop. And it just causes chaos when somebody has like anxiety and they're worried about making the next flight or whatever. So we hunt down the direct flight.
Pay the extra for that little direct, but it's still, and when we fly, we discovered the early is just not good with kids really. But so we do like, we're looking like an 8:20 flight out of Philadelphia, 2 hour flight. But I like to fly home. Like, what is the latest flight we can get?
Yeah, that's what we do too.
Especially when you have to be at the airport so early in Orlando and you have to, like people don't realize.
Yeah.
That is an insane airport.
Yep.
Usually it's just like a Disney Springs day, but it's still, I want to be in that Disney bubble.
As long as humanly possible.
As long as I can stretch that out. I want to be in it.
We got pre-check so that we could like
smart
skirt those lines a little bit.
Do you have to travel for work as well?
I have a YouTube channel that has nothing to do with any of this, but so I wind up flying out for like a convention here or there or doing things like that. So not for work, but for fun, I wind up flying around.
That's fun.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube channels, we saw Mr. Morrow when we were in Epcot from Paging Mr. Morrow.
Did you?
Yeah. And he was very kind and he took a picture with us and he was...
And did you like freak out?
I did. I was like the goofiest, geekiest person in the whole world. I was like...
It's like a celebrity sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did that last October, not this past one, but the October before when we were there on our agent thing. I saw Kyle Palo. And of course it was on the thing. So I look like an idiot in that video. Kayla's like, Mom, you made the video. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, I watch you every day. And Alexa's here. Cause I got to meet his sister too. And I was like, such a dork.
Yeah. I just acted like a complete goofball, you know, just like, oh my God, we love you. My husband hung back and just laughed at us, but my kids jumped in for the picture. So
that's awesome. Well, that was for us. Kind of like that in Disneyland, not exactly, but our longtime listener, hi out to Mr. Lee that lives in California. He's been listening since the beginning, and his wife and him drove 6 hours to meet up with us and stuff. Uh-huh. And they knew all about us. And the other agents were like, how do they know that? I'm like, he listens to every podcast. We talk so about sweet. Her. It was very sweet to finally meet him after all these years. And he's also an educator. So that was cool too. But yeah.
That's very sweet.
So fun. So what is your podcast? You might as well announce what your podcast is.
No, it's just a YouTube channel. It's about board games. It's not a secret. It's called Second Star to the Left because we get everything wrong in the rules as opposed to Second Star to the Right.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's board games and sometimes Disney board games. And I had this thing where I was going to do something about Disney, but once I'm at Disney, I don't want to do anything but Disney, and that's it. I don't want to think about anything. We don't rent a car. You know, we take the transportation to the hotel and we are in that bubble until we leave.
Yeah, I really think that's the best way. I'm sure you're on Facebook pages too. And I was on one the other day and somebody was asking, what's the best way to get, it was their first trip. What's the best way to get from the airport to there? And we tried the Uber and unfortunately got there at a very busy time. And it was 11 o'clock at night, but there were so many people. That was a stupid move on our part. We should have just done beers, but my husband thought just because it was two of us instead of all four of us that we should try it. And it was over $100 with tip.
Mears is still reasonable. I mean, I hate that we have to pay for it. And we lost, you know, Express, but what's done is done. And Mears is still reasonable.
Very reasonable.
People act like you stop at every hotel. Like on the Facebook pages, I see people and I'm like, I know at least for Pop Century, they stop at Art of Animation and then Pop Century.
Yeah, I think we stopped at one.
Yeah. And as close as those two hotels are.
Right.
It's not like you're extending and you're on the bus for hours on end. And sometimes I kind of like it because I like to see where the other hotels are that maybe I've just never seen yet. And it's kind of like, oh, okay. Like Port Orleans, I had never seen that until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we had to pick, I think the bus broke down or something. So they had to go pick it up. And it was just like, wow, this is a nice hotel. But it was nice to actually kind of see it for a minute or two
right.
from the outside. But Mira's, yeah, it's just, I'm willing Magical Express to come back. I miss that convenience of it.
The other thing we used a lot the last two trips were the minivans.
Yes.
And I get that it costs money, but you know, when you have someone with anxiety and you're dealing with like end of night crowds and getting on a bus where like there's no personal space. It's just the way it is. It's so stressful, like really, really stressful. So to be able to just say like, okay, well, we're going to leave at this time. We'll, you know, get the car ordered. And it was great. And the cast members that drive the minivans are fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that you get what you pay for with that, because you're almost getting a paid for tour, a private family tour. That's what we found. We've done it three times now. I think we've done it three times now. We surprised my mom, maybe two. We surprised my mom for her birthday. And then the kids paid for me to have it for my birthday because I was looking. I said, so what color is the car? And they wouldn't say anything. And then all of a sudden it pulled up and I'm like, you guys, you did not need to do this. But it was very cool at the same time because my husband wasn't with us when we did it for my mom. And he was like, that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, the cast members have been so great and like giving us tips. And when the Cosmic Rewind first came out, she was like, oh, did you go on it yet? Did you go on it yet? And I was like, no. And I don't get motion sick, but like there's a lot of reports of people not feeling great coming off it. And she goes, I get motion sick, but all you have to do is look directly ahead. Don't turn your head around. Just look where the car wants you to go and you'll be fine. And you know what? She was right. So everybody was fine. But it's just so nice and like pleasant, and they tell you how long they've worked there. And you know, when we were there, they had the cast party.
Oh, yeah.
One of the drivers that we were there was able to celebrate. It was one of their anniversary years. So it's about the cast party. It was lovely.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they do that because they need to be recognized more than they get recognized.
Especially since the pandemic. I feel like people have just gotten a little meaner.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like those are the exact same people that will tell you that the cast members are being rude.
Right.
Yeah. I've always found that, especially down there, you get back what you put out. And so
yes.
If you are kind and happy to these cast members, they're, you know, exactly that back to you. I haven't had any, and maybe we're just lucky. I don't know, but we just haven't had those kinds of experiences. And, you know, it's been 16 trips. So
They're really the nicest people, honestly. Like, you could tell, like, they actually love their job. Like, you can see places where other, you know, theme parks say they're just there to get, you know, to a job. But I think it's just, it's Disney. Mm-hmm. And it's that culture. And I just, I've seen them go above and beyond for people. And they, you know, don't always get that back.
No.
Well, and that's what we talked about with Caitlin, was when she switched over to Universal, she definitely saw a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, that's an amusement park.
Yeah. When she texted me about that, and I was just like, it's hard because it's like, I know that, but sometimes people need to
experience it.
Yeah. They need to experience, because there are people who are fine with both. And I've done both, and there's a difference. You know, we're not running to take the kids to Universal anytime soon at this point. They're going to be older, but Disney, it's like, you know, Chase got sick one trip and it was the middle of the night, and they went in the back and got into the store to get us Pedialyte and a thermometer because we didn't think we needed it. Didn't charge us. Mike tried to give them money and they were like, nope, no. If you need us to call, you know, a doctor for him. They were just above and beyond at like 3 a.m. trying to help us out. And we, you know, I made sure thanking them profusely the next day, because it was scary for us, but it just, at least, okay, they, you know, we knew they had our backs basically there.
Mm-hmm. They're incredible. When my son was very young, we went to see, like, I don't know, Disney on Ice or something. And so he saw Belle and he said that she was heavy, beautiful. That's what he said. She's heavy, aww, beautiful. And when we went to Disney and we went to like Enchanted Tales, you know, we went to see Belle, he kept standing up and going, Belle, it's me. Do you remember me? Belle, it's me. And she was so wonderful and so charming. And she came over and she's like, of course I remember you, right? It was the sweetest thing. And, you know, they play along and they make it as special for every single person as they can. And I'm all there for the magic. That's, you know, the rides are great. But even if I didn't get on any rides all day, I would still have an amazing time when I was there. So, you know, I cry every time I see the castle. I cry every time I leave. So,
yes.
Yep.
That's not going to change.
Especially if you don't know when you're, that's where that I'm telling you the pass is a very dangerous thing, because it's easy to say, well, this pass is already paid, because I wanted my husband to go with me because I wanted to see the flower and garden. And he's just like, you guys have, my daughter bought a pass too. And so he's like, I would go, but the tickets are just crazy. And he didn't want a pass. He said, I like to go with you guys, but I don't know that I want to go as much as you guys want to go. So
have either of you guys ever done a solo trip?
Yes.
No.
Cause I'm really tempted, if I can convince my family that I'm not there, to just go down to Disney for a little bit.
It was one of those trips. You stayed with ladies, but everybody did their own thing. So at night I was with people, but it was really nice and weird. I mean, just because I love being with my family and I would never give that up. And that's why I was glad to hear you say your kids are older too, because mine are going to be 24 and 27. Mm-hmm. You know, my son doesn't want to go as much, but he does love going with all of us because all the fond memories, and we talk about it while we're on the trip. And that's just, I'm just grateful that they still want to hang out with us at this age.
We recreated those pictures because we have all those memories.
Did you?
Yeah. We recreated our first trip pictures with my son's college graduation trip pictures.
That's awesome.
They were adorable.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's like we always say, until I took my mom, she didn't understand why we were going back there. And then when we took her, then she would, like, we took her in 2021. And then my daughter and I took her last spring. She said about every 2 years. So we'll see how she is health-wise in a couple of years. But she's like, yeah, I think I can go every 2 years. And we were shocked because for so many years, you're going there again.
That comment makes my eyes roll back so far in my head. You know, you could go somewhere else. I'm like, yeah, I do. But I still want to go back to Disney. So
we get the comment with, the kids are so young. They don't remember it. Why are you wasting your money?
It's not wasting here.
It's not, because I mean, Chase did 2 trips before he was 2. And the fact that he hasn't been, when we go, he'll be almost 4. And he is talking about it constantly now because he knows this is the year. Am I going to do this? I'm going to go on the Skyliner. Like, Caitlin came over to my house and he was like talking to her, sat there and talked to her. Like, are you going to go on the Skyliner? And we're going to go on this ride. Like, he is now tall enough for Slinky Dog and he remembers it. And he goes, I can ride Slinky now. I said, yeah, you hit it. You are finally at the height for it now. You're good. And he is so excited for it. And it's like to see like his face light up. And the fact that, you know, both of our parents, our sets of our parents were able to see it. They're going to be with us for Natalia. That is like, that will stay with you forever. And the kids will have pictures to look at. Like, no, they might not remember when they're older at that point, but they got to go and experience it for that week or however long and be in that bubble.
I think too, like the trip we took, the first trip when we were like, this is probably the only time we're going to go, which is just really funny now. But
yes,
but we wanted to go before my oldest wouldn't believe everything, right? I wanted to go when it was still like, that's Buzz and Woody. Mm-hmm. And that, like, so I wanted to make that happen. And that meant that my youngest was 6 months old. And honestly, that was easy. That kid sat in a stroller for 5 days.
That was it. You know, that was where Chase was like teetering. He was 17 months when we first went. And now we're like, oh, he's almost four and he's already doesn't want to be in the stroller now at home. And he thinks he's walking all of Disney, he said. And I was like, most adults can't, like, no, we're not walking all of Disney. We will let you out at certain times, but this is not, you know, we take him to Sesame Place and he thinks it's, I'm like, no, the crowds are nothing like what you've experienced when you go meet Elmo. This is a new ball game that you just don't remember. And so I told him, I was like, you will have to be in the stroller at times. I said, you could fight me all you want on this, but no.
No, I don't know. There's times during the day, if someone offered it to me, I'd jump right in.
I know.
You see in the Facebook groups, people say, you know, I have like a 4 and 5 year old. Should I bother a stroller? And people are like, my 10 year old wanted a stroller.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You see, like as adults, we stop for a second and like, okay.
And on top of that, where do you put your stuff? So when my kids are done with strollers, like we have to carry all of them.
Yes.
That's a great thing. Like, because now they don't have, you know, since with the pandemic, it used to be great when they would send your stuff back to the resort.
Yes.
That's a thing I hope they're going to bring back. But since then, you know, you have the stroller hook. So at least it was like, I don't have to carry all these bags. I can just, you know, weigh the stroller a little down, but it's okay.
Yeah, we were okay because we had the ECV with us last time. And I was like, hey, there's a basket. We're just going to put some stuff in there for a second. It'll be fine.
And they're like, so now we know why you got this ECV.
It wasn't for any other reason. We just wanted to carry things. We've started just mailing stuff from the stores, like just paying the shipping and sending it, especially if it's something that I'm not going to be able to cram in a suitcase, which happens more often than not. But just because they won't send it to our room. So I'm like, okay, well, mail it home. And then it's like a little surprise a few days later.
From like the resort, you do that at the end of the trip. And it's not like we did it one time and it was a giant box of stuff. And it was probably like $35 to ship it back. And we had gotten home on like a Friday and it was at our house on a Monday. Mm-hmm. And everything was intact. And I'm a big Christmas person, ornament person. And we had bought a lot of ornaments and they were all fine. Like it was just, it made it kind of more of a relief than trying to shove them in suitcases and then worrying about the weight of something.
Yeah. Cause we'll often buy like the books, you know, like the photograph books or, you know, big coffee table books, and they're going to weigh your suitcase down really quickly.
Those souvenirs fill it up fast.
I'm not a light packer. So.
Yeah. Neither am I.
I wish.
Did you get any art?
So we have a framed picture of Cloris Leachman that in Hollywood Studios, they used to have celebrity photos that were like autographed. So we did that. And then we went back the next year, the kids saved up and they didn't have that store anymore.
Oh.
But so we also have a Star Tours, a version of the Star Tours. And then we have a self from Tinkerbell.
That's very cool.
Yeah. My husband's an artist and he keeps saying that he will paint or draw them, but he does not. We're trying to get him to apply to be in the arts festival so that we can all go and just, you know, work the booth.
That would be fun.
Or leave him alone and go do whatever we want. But still, we'll visit and we'll bring food. we're trying to convince him to get into that if he can.
He should. That's awesome.
That's an amazing experience.
That would be very cool.
That would be. Wow. To say that you're an artist that sells to Disney at Disney. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive stuff right there. All right. Was there anything that you thought you wanted to talk about? And you're always welcome to come back on anytime.
Thank you.
It's getting late where you are, so I feel bad. And you didn't eat dinner. She had Cheetos. So listeners, she really gave her all for this show today. And I feel so bad.
All for the love of Disney.
That's right.
You know you found your people when they will just smile and let you talk about Disney as well. So
yep.
Yes. Kaylin is always happy to come into work when I'm there and I'm in my office, because she'll come in and say, I just want to say one thing. And then we'll wind up talking about Disney for a while.
Yes. Well, you could do that for hours, or we could. And that's why sometimes when we're on the Rumors and News show, I'm like, okay, we got to get off here now. Yep. Especially if Samantha's on, because we're central time zone. So it's not as late for me as it is for you guys. And so crazy. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you, Michelle, for coming. We would love to have you again. This was a lot of fun just to talk about the things that we love. We enjoyed hanging out and talking about your trips, actually.
We just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Thanks for listening and allowing us to share a little Disney magic. If you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook. If you would like a free quote, contact Vicki or me, Samantha, at 636-373-4497.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show when we dish all the latest rumors and news. And as always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast. Well, ladies, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
It's a small world after all.
Have a magical day, friends.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and the plants and you take a glance at the fancy ants and then maybe try a few, the bare necessities of life will come to you. They will come.